I am very, very sorry to the R&V and wider community for what has happened late this morning. So apparently there was a group of 10 people who are keen for a ride with me from R&V to Gisborne, and as I was about to leave the festival site, I accidentally answered yes to a question that I have not heard clearly due to loud music. That was my own music that was playing in a minibus. As a result, those people chose to leave the minibus, and I am in particular very sorry to those people, as well as to people that they know of, for what has happened. To avoid doubt, I have not taken any drugs. I've never ever done so, and I do not intend to do so in the future. That is my assurance to people who may come across with me or wish to deal with me in the future. I have no intentions of letting anyone down, and I sincerely apologise to people who may think that this is not the case. I acknowledge that people do have concerns about many different things. In fact, after the incident, I approached two police officers who were on duty on that time, expressing my concerns and also inquiring about whether there is a drug testing system available in New Zealand, specifically to test drivers. There is no drug testing system like that in New Zealand, unlike in my home country of Australia. But of course, police do hold concerns about me, and they took me to a QR space. I acknowledge that as a result of what has happened late this morning, in particular, my R&V festival experience may not have lived up to my expectations, and I don't have any fault on the festival organisers and their staff. Instead, I'd like to thank them a lot for their great work in organising and managing the festival, and in particular to the people in the QR space, as well as the two police officers who have supported me in dealing with that matter. In light of what happened, I am reconsidering my plans for 2024, including the rest of my New Zealand trip. I do wish everyone a happy and enjoyable New Year. And if you're planning anything on New Year's Eve or into 2024, I hope it's a great one and that you have a great time. Cheers, everyone.